Hey, good morning. It's Mix 94.5. It's Clazzy, Matt and Kimbo. Cool start. Around about 6 degrees in the city right now. Mostly sunny and 23 today.
Now, guys, I haven't heard a lot about crime these days in terms of what the stats might be. With a lot of people being at home, maybe the crime on home burglaries might have gone down.
Well, I certainly know that emergency departments have never been quieter.
Yeah.
So, you know, I know that that's not the same thing, but they're connected.
Yeah, yeah. I did see an article and it said that because there are more people at home. It's the opposite of holiday time where people are opportunists and break into homes. Yes. They know there's going to be someone there, so someone to confront them perhaps.
But crime doesn't stop either.
No.
So the thing is
does.
That, you know, maybe some of it's out on the road. I've heard a few more hoons out and about,
right.
Heard a few more police sirens out on the streets.
Yes.
And same happening overseas. The police had to chase this guy who'd been up to something a little untoward, shouldn't have been doing it.
Right.
But he got away. You know, he ran, he got away, and the police followed him into the bushes, hid in the bush, and thought he was quite safe there.
Mm.
And then he let one slip.
Oh, dear.
That was what did it. He let out some wind, and the police said, well, actually, we couldn't find him. We'd almost, like, run out of, we were going to give up on him. And then I heard him and I just followed the noise towards a bush and there he was.
That was it.
So they'd run out of wind themselves.
Yes,
pretty much.
Had.
And thank God the fugitive hadn't.
Well, they sniffed out the criminal.
Well, I mean, all the sniffer dog training's gone to waste really, hasn't it?
Yes.
I mean, we don't even need them. Anyone could smell that.
Can I just say that after, you know, 4 years in this job, I was hoping that this was going to be a really in-depth and serious story about crime in our city.
Yeah, sure.
It's gone the other way.
How's it going so far, man?
Yeah, really badly.
You know, I mean, it's hard
in this
life.
It's going to be my Walkley Award.
I think it might be. Yeah. Well, you thought you might become a respected journalist here and we know where it's gone.
Yeah.
Stop it. I know how much you guys love talking about this stuff, hence all the naughty little sound effects you're playing in the background.
That wasn't me. That was just happening.
So,
I don't know if that was you.
Now, okay. Now, we've all been in a situation where we've needed to do it.
Yes.
Yeah.
And we've held it in.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Or we haven't held it in or whatever. We've tried our best to hold it in.
Mm.
In that situation, it's so critical to hold it in, and he couldn't.
Yeah.
Well, that was the thing. Like, he was undone by that, wasn't he?
He was undone by his own gas. Yeah.
But that's the thing. It's always at the worst time, isn't it?
Right, yes.
So, you know, if he's not alone on this, 133353, call us and let us know when you let one rip at the wrong time.
You might win $50 to spend at Just Burgers. How good would that be, eh?
Well, that will certainly cause a little bit of...
You're not far there.
I do love Just Burgers.
Burgers are open. Order via the wrap. Pick up or delivery and take the night off. Just Burgers, Leadable and Subiaco. Don't do it at the restaurant. You'll put people off their dinner.
No, and it's all a bit stupid. It's a bit silly, but go on. We're just going to have a bit of fun, aren't we?
We're seriously doing this. 133353, when did you let one rip at the wrong time?
It might have been at a press conference after the footy.
So proud of the group being the front line of the footy club in that sense. And it's taken us a few years, but I reckon someone farted just then at the back. Who was that?
3 points, A. Simpson, West Coast Eagles.
And the crowd went wild.
They
love it.
Yeah.
They do.
Geno's in a presser. Yeah. Give us a call. 133353, 7:42.